Blog Talk Radio.
The 15 promises Our Lady gave and Our Lord for the Rosary. And this one we're covering here is the 13th promise. The 13th promise. I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the Rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of death. And that's why I chose that song, Angels Are Watching Over Me. Okay. Luke chapter 12, verse 8, Jesus states, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. Wow. Many today deny our Lord by not acknowledging him before others. Consider St. Andrew for a moment. He was first a follower of St. John the Baptist when he met Jesus. St. John recognized that he must decrease while Jesus increase. What was the first thing St. Andrew did once he found Jesus? He went and told St. Peter, which was a very important man to follow Christ. It was that kind of witness and testimony Jesus calls for that we give witness to him. Daniel chapter 7 verse 10 states, "As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, the hair on his head like pure wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. God the Father, the Ancient of Days, took to his throne as throne set up around the altar of the Lord. A river of fire surged forth, flowing from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads stood before him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. I watched then from the first of the arrogant words which the horn spoke, until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and thrown into the burning fire. As for the other beasts, their dominion was taken away, but they were granted a prolongation of life for a time and a season. As the visions during the night continued, I saw coming from the clouds of heaven." Daniel chapter 7, 9 through 13. This vision was preparing for something major to happen. Think about the countless number that were praising the Lord. Daniel was terrified what he was seeing in this vision. Jesus endured his painful passion and death and was placed in the tomb of a rich man. However, 40 days after his resurrection, Daniel witnessed this. "One like a son of man, when he reached the Ancient of Days and was presented before him, he received dominion, splendor, and kingship. All nations, peoples, and tongues will serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away. His kingship one that shall not be destroyed." Jesus ascended into heaven, where his dominion is an everlasting dominion, setting up his kingdom, his holy church, his holy Catholic church, for the purpose of saving souls through God's grace. Jesus dispenses his keys to St. Peter as he had promised, giving birth to the papacy. What Jesus established on earth would follow the worship taking place at God's throne. It is here that Jesus was explaining to his apostles that he would acknowledge the faithful ones before the celestial court of angels who intercede before the throne. Notice that the Virgin Mary opens the 13th promise, telling us that she has obtained from Jesus this whole court of angels to intercede on our behalf for advocating the rosary. Psalms 103:21 seems to echo our Lord's granting Our Lady's rosary. "Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, his ministers who carry out his will." Colossians chapter 1, 15 through 16 states, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him." By advocating the rosary, the faithful have the full access of the heavenly host. This also includes the saints who are also with the Lord. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 3. I love what Hebrews chapter 13, 2 states. Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. My wife Gigi, in her capacity as a registered nurse, helped thousands of soldiers and their families in the emergency room setting. She certainly did the work of angels. After I retired from the United States Army after 26 years, Gigi began working as a travel nurse. During a duty in northern Missouri, I was able to spend some time with her. I would go to the city park and had chance meetings with several people. I would conduct the rosary, what I call the rosary jump rope, praying the rosary and do 1,000 jump ropes as I went around the park. I was questioned by some if I was an angel, and I quickly would tell them no, but that I am a servant of the Lord. That is what I earnestly try to be. The rosary is an important tool that I use. I am thankful for the 13th promise of Our Lady. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, again, she says, I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of death. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line in 1956, and that was the year that I was born, 1956, and I can say that I've been walking the line ever since, thanks to my mother, and thanks to the Holy Catholic Church.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt, Mars, the Roman god of war, Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
It was Easter Sunday, April 8th, 2007, that the Division Chapel was preparing for the 10:30 Mass. The past week, I was graced to witness nearly 100 soldiers received in the Catholic faith. What it took to get there was a joy. I had prepared them to be received into the Catholic faith. They came from many different backgrounds. They worked with the limits that their missions afforded them. Looking back through that time, I walked an estimated 200 miles from place to place on FOB Liberty and Victory in Iraq to meet for these classes, many times in the heat of over 100 degrees in full battle rattle. I would carry my sensitive items, my weapon, and whatever I was using for the classes. I would have to sign out of the company and battalion CP to maintain 100% accountability and then sign back in once I returned to the company area. Many times at night, I could hear the gun fire in the distance. You could hear explosions as well. Not having a vehicle, I walked to the locations that I could hold these classes. The opportunity to share the Catholic faith with so many will be a high honor. I will forever give thanks to the Lord. I myself worked around missions outside the wire. Every day was always filled with unexpected missions that would pop up any time. After all, we were in a war zone, and the enemy was not always working banker's hours. We were in a situation where things happened all the time. And if mass cows came in, we had to be ready. So if I was conducting classes for RCIA, I had to be accountable. I had soldiers going out all the time supporting their companies as they went out routinely looking for signs of enemy movements. Now, how important it was for me that I had the ability to act upon my Catholic faith during these times, these very stressful times. Unless you have been in this kind of environment, it's hard to grasp this picture that I present. This deployment was not a time that drop our guard and make this a vacation. We thankfully had the MWR available, so we had the means to keep up with the NFL and follow our favorite teams. Those who are hardcore would stay up or get up early to watch these weekend games. I was also able to communicate with my wife, which was a huge morale builder. What many soldiers would do when they were not on a mission was to use their computers and watch movies and their favorite shows. One of my soldiers got me hooked on the Series 24 following the Jack Bauer adventures. Those were good moral buildings as well, to have those opportunities to have some kind of release. What was the environment and faith that the environment and faith played a great role for many as well. On my off time, my faith was front and center, and I was available to the many people that were preparing for the Easter Vigil. Psalms 23 was a popular scripture passage that our companies would lead before rolling outside the wire in vehicle formation. Many of the vehicles would have a rosary placed in the cab, placing their trust in the Lord. Taking all this in, looking at what everyone was going through during this time, not to mention being away from your families who were home, keeping the home fires burning, how important it is to have a great military wife, that makes a huge difference. Easter Sunday was for me a great breath of fresh air where I could kind of take a deep breath and just relax. The division chapel was full of soldiers who were like myself, looking for some peace of mind. I was up at the front right portion of the chapel where our choir was set up leading the songs. The building was all closed up except at the front entrance where everyone came in. The mass was beautiful. But something extraordinary took place at the most important part of the Mass. Just as Father elevated the Eucharist in consecration over on the far left of the chapel, the doors without a hand blew open and the sunlight shined right on the altar and the elevated host as Father exclaimed, "This is my body." I looked at those who were with me, and we were all in shock and awe over what had just witnessed. After Mass, I went over to the side doors and found there was no one there that opened those doors. They had been locked from the inside, and nobody was there during the Mass. On my way back to the company area to sign back in, I was full of smiles, and I thanked the Lord for my little miracle. Luke chapter 24, 28-35 states, as they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But he urged them, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he, Jesus, was made known to them in the breaking of bread. And what happened there at that Easter Mass there in Iraq, and how that door swung open without a hand touching it that was locked from the inside, and it came open and the light, and how the sun came in and how it shined upon the Eucharist as in the moment, at the right moment of consecration. That, wow. Well, just something real quick because of this 13th promise of Our Lady. Just something that I just wanted to bring out. The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty falling down but having his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not now, nigh. A star shall come forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab. And by the way, Moab, did you know that king at the time was a Moabite? Wow. And he would be crushed. And that's why he would try to kill this newborn king, because they understood that he would be crushed. And that's King Herod attempted to kill the Christ child. But it was that star that came. That star was a great sign that the wise men followed for 16 months, that the wise men followed, that led them to Bethlehem, through Jerusalem, Israel, Jerusalem, and to Bethlehem, December 25th, 2 BC. Jesus was truly born December 25th, 2 BC. And the star announced his coming, which gives us today the Eucharist, which gives us also his mother, our Blessed Mother, who gives us the rosary and these 15 promises. Oh, this is so awesome.
When all the lambs are sound asleep, we keep them safe through the night. A new star that we've seen, one that looks really bright.
Here he comes, it says.
Well, there's angels in the starry skies. You'll think the friends.
Here he comes, it says.
Yeah, there's angels in the starry skies. Looks kinda like some spaceships. He's in Bethlehem. Yeah, he's in Bethlehem, him. That's when you can see Christ. You've got to look in your books if you check my car. You'll see why Micah said there's something happening up.
And you can see Christ literally at Mass when you go to Mass and you receive the Eucharist. Jesus is truly present, body, blood, and soul, and divinity. In this 13th promise, I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the Rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of death. And praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. God bless everybody out there. Good night, everybody.